ask one question, and I'll ask it of you, if I may, Mr. Cole. Much of the press has called this a surveillance program. It is not. And the general belief out there is that everybody is surveilled. They are not. The metadata collection of phone numbers has been described in that form, that it's surveillance. Please describe exactly what is collected as metadata.
Madam Chairman, what is collected as metadata is quite limited. It's much like what you would see on a phone record. It is the number that a telephone calls, just the number. It doesn't include the name of the person called. It doesn't include the location of the person called. It doesn't include any content of that communication. It doesn't include financial information or anything like that. It is just the number that was called, the date it was called, and the length of the call. If you want any additional information beyond that, you would have to go and get other legal process to find that information and acquire it. And I think another important point is, while a great deal of metadata is collected, very little of it is actually looked at. It is only looked at and only can be looked at when there is the reasonable articulable suspicion for a specific phone number to be queried in this database. And then whatever that number calls can be looked at. Otherwise, we do not and cannot just roam through this database looking for whatever connections we may think are interesting or in any way look at it beyond the restrictions in the court order.
Thank you very much, Senator Chambliss.